Hello and welcome to another episode of Within, Without, and Beyond. I am back inspired and ready to talk. Now, today I will talk about something that I think most people suffer from or at least encounter in their daily life. And that is that feeling of doubt, that feeling of fear when it comes to things that you love, the things that you want to do, but suddenly you feel demotivated to do them, then you start to question, is this really what you love? Is this really your calling, or is it not? Now, I would like to introduce you to this little friend, or more accurately, this enemy, and that is the notion of resistance, as provided or introduced by Stephen Pressfield in his book, The War of Art. I would highly recommend this book if you are struggling with motivation and you want to really understand that feeling. I think it would do wonders for you. Now, Stephen Pressfield simply defines resistance as self-sabotage. So, for example, before I wanted to record this podcast, I thought, oh, but I don't really have anything to talk about. I don't have anything planned. So might as well just leave it for another day. But then I thought, this is exactly what you're going to talk about. Resistance. I've wanted to do podcast for as long as I could remember. As long, like before I even understood what a podcast was, I wanted to create my own radio show, which failed miserably because I wasn't tech savvy at all. I'm still not tech savvy, but at least now I have this wonderful application to record on. Anyways, resistance. Now, as I said before, it is that feeling of fear, a feeling of doubt and demotivation you get when you want to do, you know that you want to do what you love, but you start to question it. You start to question your worth in regards to it. And that is a dangerous slope. I would like to quote some lines from this book that have really, really inspired me. And the first is, it's better to be in the arena, getting stomped by the bull, than to be up in the stands or out in the parking lot. Now, this is a quite simple sentence, but it carries a lot of meaning. It is heavy with meaning. Like, it is better to try and fail than it is to watch from the sidewalk or watch from the sidelines. It is better to do than not. You can quote me on that. If you feel that fear of what if I'm not good at what I love? What if this is not what I'm supposed to be doing? What if I'm just wasting my time and effort doing this and it's not going to take me anywhere? Just remember that the more scared we are of a work or calling, the more sure we can be that we have to do it. Now, that is the work of resistance. That is exactly what it does. And one thing I would criticize about this book is that it paints resistance as an enemy that we have to defeat. I feel like it gives it way too much responsibility. It takes away from the person, really. I do believe that all the power is in you. You have the power, and I get that we all have moments of resistance where we encounter this feeling that makes us not function as efficiently and as productively as we wish. But I do think that that is completely natural. However, I do believe that it is also something that we can modify, something that we can alter. One of the biggest mistakes that we can make is that where we view fear as something that can be overcome. Now, it can be scary to think that fears simply do not go away, but we can work through them and we can use them as motivation to do what we are set out to do. And I would also, in this account, I would recommend another book, which I think just from its title it would inspire you, and that is Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Suzanne Jeffers. The pressure we put on ourselves to either exceed or be successful in the work that we do, whether that is professional or just a hobby as a writer or as an artist, there could be a lot of pressure that generates a lot of fear, which consequently leads to or generates a lack of inspiration and motivation to do what you are set out to do. And that is completely okay, at least in my own opinion, that we need to be okay with it, that sometimes we would feel like that. However, I do not believe that we should just blame it all on resistance and never do anything about it. Now, the most important part of that, feel the fear and do it anyway, is the last one. You just do it anyways. And I think that's one point that hasn't been focused on in the first book I have quoted. And I think it is better to view resistance as a nature's product. Now, it has been referenced before, but I do believe that it should have been more emphasized. How I view resistance is simply how I view the world, which to some might be quite limited and quite deterministic. However, it's my own opinion. Like, in every case in this world, and you can observe this whenever you would like, in the most simple things out there, we live through binary oppositions. We have good and bad, white and black, and I do realize that in many, many cases, the world is so much more nuanced than that. But I think generally it is through these oppositions. So that leads me to believe that every action consequently leads to a counteraction, and that is what resistance is. It cannot exist without the love you have for your work. It cannot exist for you without your potential in this world. So that is what you need to keep in mind. If you feel the fear, know that it comes from love, that it comes from potential, not from failure, not from inadequacy or incompetence. And on that note, I think to suppress or at least let go of all of that pressure, we need to remind ourselves that we are doing this for us, not for other people. And I would quote again, Pressfield, we must do our work for our own sake, for its own sake, not for fortune or attention or applause. I do believe that if we do this, if we disregard all the attention or all the validation from other people and focus on the work itself and on ourselves, that we will be able to do wonders. I hope this has inspired you in one way or another, or it has just entertained you. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you on another episode. Thank you. Goodbye.